T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
80 years ago tomorrow came a disaster over South Jersey that shook nations on both sides of the Atlantic and made an indelible bit of radio history. As the great German airship Hindenburg came in for a landing over Lakehurst, New Jersey, Herb Morrison, a reporter from WLS in Chicago, was there watching.
Holding it just enough to keep it from... It bursts into flames. Get it started. It's rising. Terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the morning fast, and all the folks between it. This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's 400 or 500 feet into the sky. It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the flame is rising to the ground, not quite to the...
In reality, no one heard this as it actually happened. The report wasn't actually broadcast live. It was using a new kind of portable recording device at a time when very little you heard on the radio was pre-recorded.
I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen. Honestly, it just laid down a massive smoking wreckage. And everybody can't hardly breathe and talk and screaming.
Rarely have we heard a radio reporter deliver a story with that sort of emotion. Morrison did regain his calm within a few minutes and continued delivering information for about a half hour after the crash. Of the 62 people who survived that disaster, only one is still alive. Werner Dehner was 8 years old, which would make him 88 now. He tells the Associated Press from his home in a town called Parachute, Colorado. He remembers suddenly the air was on fire. His mother threw him and his brother out a window, but his sister was too heavy. She and his father died. Dehner spent almost 8 months in the hospital with burns. There'll be a ceremony tomorrow in Lakehurst commemorating 80 years. And if you want to see the insurance policy written for the Hindenburg, which was worth about 80 million modern-day dollars, you can see it on display now at the Fire Museum here in Lower Manhattan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.